Charlie Crist insults millions of Floridians. DeSantis supporters have hate in your heart, I don't want your vote. By Hannah Blow on August 24, 2022. Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, the Democrat candidate for governor challenging Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, insulted millions of Floridians after winning his primary election, telling DeSantis supporters they have hate in your heart and making it clear that he does not want their vote. Crist is already setting an incredibly divisive tone as the formal challenger to DeSantis, making it clear that he has absolutely no intention of attempting to win over supporters of the governor and his Freedom First policies. Those who support the governor should stay with him and vote for him. And I don't want your vote, he stated unequivocally, insulting millions of Floridians by asserting that the governor's supporters have hate in their hearts. If you have that hate in your heart, keep it there. I want the vote of the people of Florida who care about our state. Good Democrats. Good independents. Good Republicans. Unify with this ticket, he said, a great irony given the fact that he just insulted millions with such divisive rhetoric. For greater perspective, Crist insulted at 4 million Floridians, as that is how many voted for DeSantis in the 2018 election. It is likely the number of his supporters is even higher now, as several indicators point to DeSantis's popularity growing in the years since, particularly after fighting lockdowns and restrictions, as well as woke indoctrination in schools. Crist's remark is reminiscent of the insults uttered toward everyday Americans by Democrat elites in the past. During the 2016 presidential campaign, twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton famously declared Trump supporters deplorables, and Joe Biden echoed those sentiments in 2018, deeming Trump supporters virulent people and dregs of society. A few years later, the radical left took name-calling to the next level after essentially categorizing concerned parents as domestic terrorists. So far, it appears Crist intends to remain in lockstep with the leaders of his party as he fights to defeat DeSantis.